This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Marsha Castle, attorney at law of the Lee Castle and Crowley Law Firm, address on file. Dear Ms. Castle, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Corson Foster, please note the following medical letter. The first name is Corsean. Last name is Foster, Foster. I have been requested to do an independent medical evaluation on this client, period. I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 25-year-old male, weight 260 pounds, height 5'8" tall, period. Corson was involved in a shooting injury at the FedEx facility on April 15th, 2021, period. He was on his way to work at FedEx. Period. He was stopped as he was trying to enter work. His mother worked there, and when he arrived at the scene, he was stopped by another employee who informed him that there was an active shooter situation, period. He informed them that he had to enter because his mother worked there, period. He visualized his mother's car parked irregularly sideways in the parking lot, period. This was not typical, and therefore he was aware that his mother was in trouble, period. He also saw his mother leaning over the steering wheel with her actively bleeding, period. He saw a large hole in his mother's clothing, and his mother was unconscious, period. He tried to revive her, and she told him that she was shot and said that she would not survive, period. The patient called EMS and tried to comfort her morally till help arrived, period. When the ambulance arrived, the patient assisted pulling her out of the car and laying her flat, period. They wrapped up her wounds, period. The police interrogated him, and then he went to the hospital and was told that she was in critical condition, period. They advised him that if he was not there to aid first aid help, she would have died, period. Presently, the mother this day has serious problems but is attempting to recover, period. At the time of the incident, Corson heard approximately 6 shots, period. He states that he initially froze, but when he saw that his mother was injured, he went into action, period. He did call EMS and provided emergency first aid and tried to revive her, period. He visualized at least 4 bodies in the parking lot that were motionless, period. He states that it was determined later that all 4 were dead, period. The situation was chaotic as people were screaming and running away, period. He states that his mother's wound sprayed blood on him, period. New paragraph. Present day, The patient is very traumatized, period. He has daydreams of this reoccurring frequently, period. Sleeping is very difficult as he wakes up in the middle of the night with these vivid bad dreams, period. The patient is depressed and stressed, period. The patient doesn't want to talk to other people, including friends and women, period. This does affect him dating, period. He cannot enjoy jokes or visualizing any movies or activities that have any violence, period. The patient had to quit his job because he felt unsafe in that working environment, period. He is not motivated to work, period. He is presently unemployed, period. He has problems making new friends, period. He doesn't want to talk to other people, especially strangers, period. He gets angry if he sees people that look like the perpetrator, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has difficulty going outside on a daily basis, period. He likes to stay in his room, period. He has problems socializing with other people, including family members, period. Sports, such as playing video games and Xbox, are affected as well, period. He has difficulty talking to friends, period. He gets angry frequently when he talks to friends, period. As I mentioned earlier, sleep is affected, and he is having problems sleeping with bad repetitive dreams, period. He has difficulty with daily interactions with other people, period. He has problems even going to an amusement park, as he does not want to leave home, period. New paragraph, under medication, denies. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition is he is not taking medicine, but he was getting counseling from a psychologist, Dr. Kegler, in the past, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for asthma. New paragraph, past surgical history is negative. New paragraph, occupation, he is by title a package handler, but he can't return to work because of the mental anguish, period. New paragraph, the timeline of the situation was the active shooter situation as outlined above, but approximately 1 month after the shooting, he saw a psychologist, Dr. Kegler, period. He tried to make him feel better by telling him that he was a hero, period. He was given therapy for a couple months, period. He was advised to meditate, and he has been doing this with some help, period. He tries to find his happy place, period. He was released when he was at maximal medical improvement, period. New paragraph. After a thorough review and taking the patient's history, I have found that all his treatment was appropriate, necessary, and medically reasonable, period. The patient is at maximal medical improvement, and at this time, I will render an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient qualifies for a 12% whole body impairment. Utilizing table 14-10, page 358, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, post-traumatic stress disorder, number two, severe anxiety, number three, moderate depression, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the shooting trauma at the FedEx facility on April 15th, 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following. The patient can benefit by antidepressant and anti-anxiety medications, period, using generic medications at a expected monthly cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by more psychological therapy, an estimated cost of $3,500, period. It is my hope with the above two remedial actions, both medication and therapy, he can possibly return to work in the future. However, it would need to be a low-stress job, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have taken the history directly from the patient, but have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.